Thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardashian, and I am so glad that you're interested in hearing what the horses had to share this past week. I love sharing the inspiration, insight, and wisdom that these horses share so freely, and they always have a message that has a great impact, and I love sharing that. So I am doing another recording where I am unscripted, unstructured, in with Missy. I just got finished picking all four of her feet, which to a horse person might not sound like that big of a deal, but let me tell you what a personal victory, or what a team victory this is for both of us. And it really got me thinking about the message that Missy can share about this that has to do with thinking. And when we started our kind of, I don't know if I want to say intense, but very focused journey a little over a year ago, Missy was very tight and tense, and she could not pick up her feet comfortably. When we started, I could not get her to pick up her back feet, and I could get her to pick up her front feet for a very short time before she was unbalanced and had to slam them down. I definitely could not pick them out. And I mean, if I had forced her, you know, had restraints, had help, I probably could have got the job done, but that's not what I was interested in. What I was interested in then, and still is the focus of our journey, is helping her become much more balanced, both physically and mentally, and to develop a trusting partnership. And I suspect that there were both physical as well as mental reasons that she couldn't comfortably hold her feet up to be picked out. And about a month ago, I started to notice that there was a shift in the overall essence and dynamic of her picking up her feet for me. And what I would do is ask her for her foot and let her rebalance until she could pick it up herself. Sometimes I would have to kind of remind her to focus back on what we were doing. Horses are masters of distraction. She's shaking her head right now. And that's, you know, as a prey animal, they are wired to outwit a predator. So whenever she's got a little bit of stress or pressure, which when she's unbalanced, picking up her feet, that will kick in, and her survival instinct will kick in. Now, of course, it wasn't full blown, or she would have run. Missy's also very good at running away. She just trots around really, really fast. That's her version of running away. It's getting less, though. Yes, you're right, Missy. There was this huge shift in the feeling of our partnership when she had this space to think, because that's what it felt like she was doing. She was trying to think, to be more present in her body. You know, I know these are very human terms, but I do completely believe with my heart that they relate to the horses. She was figuring out, she was trying how to honor the request. I was inviting her to pick her feet up, and she was not just considering my invitation, but she was partnering with me to try to make that happen. And again, I know that that's very human, but I'm a human and that's how it feels. And my goal is to, now that we have started this pattern of her being able, you know, I give her the space to pause so that she can have a thought. She's not just forced into complying or resistant to complying, because I think of Missy would be pretty compliant, but she also has a lot of resistance built into compliance, because I think at some point in time in her life, things were not pleasant. So why on earth would she comply? Because it didn't always have a good result for her. So what we've been able to do is to introduce a little bit of this, giving her the space to think, to figure something out, and be able to trust that she'll be safe when she does that. And there, of course, there has been some of that in our groundwork and when I'm on her back also, but it hasn't quite been to the same depth of feeling, that connection of when I would ask her to pick up her feet. So I wanted to share a little bit with you and just have a little Missy party here, because now it is just routine for her to get all four of her feet picked out. And sometimes she, well, when I have a hoof up and I'm picking it out, she might have to put it down and rebalance herself. And then sometimes without even me asking again, she will pick it back up. And to me, that's the beauty of holding out the space of trust and belief in our horses and in the relationship that we can have with them, because she accepts that invitation and she's accountable, or she's responsible. I'm not sure if that's quite the word, but she does her part. And then it feels much more like a partnership than I tell you what to do and you do it. She's kind of nibbling at the cord here on my phone as I say that. So I think that she likes that very much. And so there's a great lesson, I think, for us as humans in this too, when we get triggered into a response, and whether it's a visceral or a traumatic response, such as we could have from, you know, when we got injured or hurt or scared, we can also have a response when we're obeying the critical voices in our mind. We're following the limitations, those doubts that we have. Often they'll be hidden or disguised as being responsible should statements. Well, I should do this, or I should do that. And I like to say, you have to stop shooting on yourself, because it might be something that is aligned with your heart as well as your mind. And it might just be kicking into, oh my gosh, I'm feeling the pressure that I need to have my house clean, even though I don't have the energy to do it, but somebody's going to be judging me somewhere. And so I need to get this done instead of honoring my self-care when I'm exhausted. So, sorry, Missy's nudging into me again. She likes that. She really wants this message to be heard. So allow yourself the time and space to think, not only for you, but if you have them for your horses, for the other people in your life too, but you first. Because when we give ourselves the time and space to think and choose, that's when we start to be able to live our lives by design rather than default. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're interested in a little bit more of that insight, inspiration, and wisdom from the horses, check out our Facebook page at Hidden Promise, or our website at confidencethroughconnection.com. And Missy and I hope that you have a wonderful week. Bye for now.